Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Psalm chapter 32, verses 8 and 9.
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you.
Now today's devotional reflection. You were never meant to go through this life alone. Your Heavenly Father desires to be with you through all life's ups and downs. He wants to guide you to better opportunities and a greater sense of peace in Him. He told the prophet Jeremiah that He desires to give us hope in a future. That promise wasn't just for Jeremiah and Israel in antiquity. This promise is for all Christ followers who seek God first. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, Solomon reminds believers to rely entirely on God and not depend on personal limited understanding. In all our ways, we must acknowledge God, and God will direct our paths. God cannot lead if you refuse to follow Him. Ask Jesus today to be your Savior and Lord. If you sincerely ask, God will be your guide, but it starts with a decision to believe. Today's scripture states that God will guide and teach us which path to follow. He will watch over us and give us advice. God says through the psalmist, "Don't be like a horse or a mule that needs to be controlled with a bit and bridle. Otherwise, they won't come near." We need to maintain a constant desire for God's guidance and advice. God doesn't intend to direct us like horses or mules, leading a purposeless or uninformed life. Instead, He prefers to guide us like a loving shepherd guides sheep to a safe pasture. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, states in John chapter 4, verse 24, that God is spirit, and those who worship God must worship in spirit and truth. When we ask Jesus to save us and forgive our sin, God gives us His Spirit. All who artlessly believe are given a person of the Godhead to live inside them. After Jesus revealed to His disciples that He was leaving them, He told His followers that God would give them another counselor. The Greek word is parakletos. This form of the word means one called to the side of another. This counselor, guide, or paraclete is God the Holy Spirit. He is a personal being, and He indwells every ardent believer. May you experience God's leading as you ardently live for Him. Thank Him for giving you His Holy Spirit to come alongside you, indwell you, and lead you toward God's destiny for your life. Remember, God plans to prosper you and give you hope in a future. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.